of a high temperature later today, only around 70, but it is during the afternoon after about 2 p.m. and until about 2 a.m. Friday, where there could be some storms that may pack a punch if we get enough clearing, enough heating, where we could see some storms produce some high winds and even some hail. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson at the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now we're looking at 67 degrees in our nation's capital, where the time now on WTOP is 3:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Yeah, Thursday morning, May 9th. I'm Dean Lane. Welcome in. Coming up this early 4 a.m. hour for you on WTOP.
The tents are gone from the GW campus, but protesters promise future action. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Why D.C. police moved in on the protest at GW? At the Wilson Building, I'm John Dome. And
also this morning,
what's behind a big run on water in Northwest D.C.?
Giants already kind of looted right now.
I'm Mike Marilla.
Plus,
increasing taxes because people are still working from home. I'm Scott Gelman.
Wall Street ended on a mixed note at the closing bell Wednesday. Overseas Asian stocks have been mixed all morning. Good morning. Welcome in. 4 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden says he's withholding weapons from Israel out of concern the Israeli military could use them in an invasion of the city of Rafah.
I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, they haven't gone into Rafah yet. If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem.
Biden spoke on CNN. The Biden administration could announce changes in the nation's deportation policies later today, says CBS's Matt Piper.
The new regulation would apply to migrants who ask for asylum after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. It would allow immigration officials to deport migrants who are ineligible for asylum earlier in the process. It is one of several actions the Biden administration has been considering to restrict access to the U.S. asylum system amid a spike in applications in recent years, mostly driven by migrants crossing the southern border illegally.
Tornadoes have killed two people in Tennessee and one in North Carolina. And there's been heavy rain, which brings its own threats, says WTVF-TV meteorologist Henry Rothenberg.
6 inches of water. That's all it takes to knock a person down. And a foot of water can cause your vehicle to float, especially at the pace that some of this water is moving. So you need to be very careful. Ideally, just don't go out. But if you are out and you come across flooded roadways, turn around. Don't drown, because flash flooding deaths, most of them, they occur in vehicles.
A shooting at a home in San Antonio, Texas last night has left 5 people wounded, 3 of them children. All 5 have been hospitalized with serious injuries. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar.
For lack of a better term, they Swiss cheese the front of that house, and it's a miracle we're not dealing with 5 dead bodies right now.
Whistleblower Santiago Paredes alerted Boeing to safety concerns at Spirit AeroSystems, which makes airplane fuselages. He's now speaking to CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
CBS News spoke with several current and former Spirit employees and reviewed photos of dented fuselages and a wrench they say was left behind in a supposedly ready-to-deliver component.
Were these defects that, if they weren't fixed, could be a safety issue down the line?
Some of them were, because some of them were missing fasteners.
And a fastener holds parts of the plane together.
Yeah.
Spirit AeroSystems says the claims are unfounded. A change could be coming to electricity bills in California. The Public Utilities Commission will vote on whether to add a $24 monthly charge in exchange for cheaper power per kilowatt hour. The commission is expected to vote on the proposal today. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day. Veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text GOOD to 511-511. Text GOOD to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com.
Run with the Marines at the Marine Corps Historic Half, May 19th in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Register at marinemarathon.com. Run 13.1 miles through historic Fredericksburg, all while U.S. Marines cheer you on to a finish line bathed in stars and stripes where you'll receive a stunning finisher medal. Register now. The Marine Corps Historic Half, May 19th, Fredericksburg, Virginia. Register at marinemarathon.com. That's marinemarathon.com.
WTOP at 4:04. Thursday morning, May 9th, 2024. We're under a storm alert for part of the day. A cold front will bring some spotty thunderstorms later in the day. 72 to 80 for the high, says Veronica. We're at 66 degrees in our nation's capital right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. Topping the stories we're following for you as we roll into this morning together in the 4 a.m. hour. New this morning, a suspect is in custody, we're told, after a shooting last evening at the Suitland Metro Station. A spokesperson for Metro Transit Police telling WTOP the incident apparently happened shortly before 9 p.m. Wednesday evening. Police are calling it this morning a non-contact officer-involved shooting and say the suspect was taken into custody without any injuries to police, commuters, or the suspect. Police also recovered a gun from the scene. Suitland Metro Station was closed while police investigated. Stay with WTOP for more as we get it this morning. George Washington University says its campus is back to normal this morning. Early Wednesday morning, you remember we had breaking news here a little more than 24 hours ago. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators were being kicked off campus that morning, but WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports this morning the protesters are promising to continue in the months ahead. He begins our team coverage this hour.
Perry King is not a student. He says he spent the past few nights at the protest, and he's calling for a bigger, more disruptive protest in the future.
We've got to get out. Maybe we'll do something like they did in May in Vietnam, where we block off, shut down the whole city. I'm hoping for that.
American University student Si Shu says he wants more protests against Israel's war in Gaza.
We got definitely the focus, the attention. Hopefully we can see more to come.
Michael of D.C. believes shutting down protests like what happened here will have an impact on the presidential election.
I think that Joe Biden is really going to regret this. Like, I think that Michigan was very close. Michigan has a huge Muslim population.
GW says University Yard will remain closed through the end of commencement May 19th. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Now, D.C.'s mayor and police chief are explaining why they ordered the pro-Palestinian encampment taken down at about 3, as we said, Wednesday morning. WTOP's John Doman with that part of the story this morning.
D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith says demonstrations at George Washington University were peaceful at the beginning.
But over the past few days, we began to see an escalation in the volatility of the protests at GW.
She says in recent days, campus police officers were assaulted. Some were entering buildings they weren't supposed to, and protesters had begun collecting items that could be used as weapons.
All of this led to my discussion and conclusion that we needed to change our posture. I briefed Mayor Bowser on Monday, and we began preparing for last night.
Asked about an oversight hearing led by unhappy House Republicans scheduled for later today and whether that influenced the timing.
It did not. All the decisions that I've made is based on public safety.
And now that hearing won't happen. At the Wilson Building, John Dome and WTOP News.
WTOP at 4:07. Heads up this morning, close to 5,000 D.C. residents as you rise this morning are being told to boil their water after a water main break this week in Northwest D.C. Wednesday. WTOP's Mike Murillo says the water news has led to a flood of customers at the grocery store going after that bottled water.
That's the sound of D.C. water crews trying to clear the pieces of road and dirt from around a broken water main at 40th and Morrison. The break has resulted in a boil water advisory for much of upper northwest D.C. until Friday at the earliest. And Nicholas C., a host at Raku, a restaurant in Cathedral Heights, says they're trying to stock up on bottled water.
We already got a decent amount, even though Giant's already kind of looted right now. We have definitely a sufficient amount to serve the customer.
Also at that Giant is Bridget Naraki.
Got to stock up.
Now, what were your thoughts when you saw the shelves in there?
It went pretty quick, and the guy there is working really hard to try to keep up. So I felt bad for him.
Rebecca Moreno lucked out and got a couple of bottles for her cat, but for her.
Honestly, I'll just eat out, have another reason to.
In Northwest, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
WTOP News time, now 4:08. Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, 24/7 guaranteed here on WTOP. Traffic first for that. Good morning to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
And that broken water main shutting down 41st Street Northwest, both northbound and southbound between Legation Street and McKinley Street, an area to avoid. Another area to avoid is in Virginia, Georgetown Pike in Drainsville, east of Virginia 7, the closure between Falls Chase Court and Falls Bridge Lane, according to Fairfax County Police. All lanes are shut down eastbound and westbound, and they will be for an extended period of time. Police are on the scene to help you get through that scene, but the best alternate right now, the best option is to avoid it if you can. And then we've got the accident also working in Fairfax County, U.S. 1 Richmond Highway near Denfield Drive in Mount Vernon. That accident with police on the scene with the pole and wires down, waiting for the power company. So again, another area to avoid. There is congestion either side of U.S. 1. Meanwhile, in Anne Arundel County at the Bay Bridge, the overnight road work has ended. The two-way operations have ended on the westbound span. The eastbound span now open, and the two right lanes are open on the westbound span, just waiting for that third lane to reopen. The one on the far left side should be reopened shortly. Also have dealing with the road work in Anne Arundel County affecting westbound 100 between Arundel Mills Boulevard and the BW Parkway. There you find the right lane is closed, but no major delays. In Burtonsville, Montgomery County, 198 westbound center lane blocked between Old Columbia Pike and Riding Stable Road because of the road work. Make your next car an EV with electrifying elegance and shocking incentives, including $18,500 in lease cash on the Genesis GV70. Go to Genesis of Gaithersburg or Rockville at fitzmall.com today. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Chance for showers early Thursday morning during the commute, and there could be a rumble of thunder. You've got a better chance of rain, scattered showers, and even embedded thunderstorms that could be strong or severe for your Thursday late afternoon, evening, and early part of the night. Temperatures start out in the mid-60s. We'll have a high temperature around 70 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're down a couple of degrees to 64 in our nation's capital, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP Thursday morning at 4:10, where we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past each hour. Jeff Claybaugh is with us this morning.
Dating app Tinder saw the number of paid users fall for the sixth straight quarter after raising prices. Uber drivers completed 2.6 billion trips last quarter, up 21% from a year ago. Forbes list of 20 schools it dubs the new Ivies for high-achieving students includes George Washington University and the University of Maryland College Park. Wednesday on Wall Street, the Dow gained 172 points, the Nasdaq lost 30. Jeff Clable, WTOP News.
Checking overseas this early morning, Asian stocks mixed. The Kospi is down 33 points. The Nikkei is off 128. The Hang Seng is up by 211. Shanghai up by 26 points. Good morning. Welcome into WTOP. Marjorie Taylor Greene tries to oust the House Speaker. We're in depth on that surprise move next on WTOP, where the time now is 4:12. Good morning.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
The following is a paid message.
This is Bishop Michael Burbidge of the Catholic Diocese of Arlington. This Sunday, we have the exceptional privilege of celebrating Mother's Day. As Pope Francis reminds us, mothers always know how to show tenderness, devotion, and moral strength, even in the moments of greatest difficulty. Within every mother is a unique and precious grace from God. She possesses the opportunity to give her child a gift of love for the very first time. The work of a mother is essential to society and should be respected. May we reflect this week and always on the great gift of motherhood. And may we honor those women who guide, mentor, and console their children on their earthly journeys. We honor and thank our mothers for the many ways they imitate our Lord's selfless and sacrificial love. We also pray for our deceased mothers. May God give them eternal peace and joy.
Run with the Marines at the Marine Corps Historic Half, May 19th in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Register at marinemarathon.com. Run 13.1 miles through historic Fredericksburg, all while U.S. Marines cheer you on to a finish line, bathe in stars and stripes, where you'll receive a stunning finisher medal. Register now. The Marine Corps Historic Half, May 19th, Fredericksburg, Virginia. Register at marinemarathon.com. That's marinemarathon.com.
Good Thursday morning, May 9th, 2024. Starting out with some likely rain as you head into the morning rush, 72 to 80 for the high today. says Veronica. We're at 66. You're waking up to right now. I'm Dean Lane. Glad you're with us this morning. Welcome in. It's 414 on WTOP.
This is WTOP News.
Maybe there should be a new rule on Capitol Hill. Expect the unexpected. Pretty much out of nowhere, Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene announced on Wednesday afternoon that she was launching a motion to vacate. That means she was trying at the time to kick House Speaker Mike Johnson out of his leadership position. She accused him of aiding the Democratic Party's agenda and failing to deal with border security.
Speaker Johnson's omnibus did nothing to stop Biden's deadly border invasion. It fully funded it.
The rest of the House quickly voted to kill the measure, and Johnson's job is safe this Thursday morning. Let's turn to Washington Post live anchor Leanne Caldwell for her take.
The House was actually going to leave town for the rest of the week, but Marjorie Taylor Greene, before they were able to do that, she called forward her motion to vacate. Now, what happens is Speaker Johnson actually is the person who has to bring that to the floor within a certain amount of time. He did so immediately, and immediately it became quite clear that he has the support of the House of Representatives. Just 10 Republicans voted with Marjorie Taylor Greene, not because they really wanted to oust Johnson. Some say they just wanted a debate to happen. What this motion did is it didn't allow that debate to happen. So as you all said at the front, Johnson's job is safe for now because most Republicans backed him. And so did almost all Democrats.
Before these events, Leanne, Johnson said he understands Greene's concerns, but he says conservative wins are hard to come by with a Senate and White House controlled by Democrats. I take those words to be his characteristic even-keeled demeanor.
Yeah, that's right. And also realistic. That is absolutely true. And that has been what has plagued House Republicans this entire Congress. The reality is that they have right now, a one-seat majority. They have a Democratic Senate and a Democratic president. So the idea that these far-right Republicans are able to get everything they want and blame the Speaker of the House, their leader of their party, when they don't get everything they want is just not realistic at all. Johnson could have taken the path of letting the government shut down, of not sending aid to Israel, not sending aid to Ukraine. That is true. He decided against that. He has decided and realized that governing is important. He's trying to govern in the most conservative way possible with the other Democratic majority in the Senate and the White House.
So, Leanne, with Democrats voting to save Johnson's job, is he running a coalition house now? And what does that mean, if anything, beyond a label?
Yeah, coalition house, and we don't really have a parliamentary system. But the reality is that all of these big pieces of legislation that Johnson has had to pass, the Ukraine bill, the Israel bill, government funding, foreign intelligence surveillance extension, a whole host of things have had to pass with mostly Democrats, nearly all Democrats would vote for these things. And about half of the Republicans, House Republicans, would vote for it. That is what is frustrating Marjorie Taylor Greene and some other Republicans, because the fact that a lot of these big votes are getting the support of a lot more Democrats than Republicans.
That's Washington Post live anchor Leanne Caldwell in a conversation with Sandra and Dimitri here on WTOP. Quick look at some of the top stories we're following for you this early Thursday morning on TOP. Much of the Northwest D.C. locally is under a boiled water advisory this morning. It's caused a run of the supermarkets in the hot weather. Dozens of arrests after the pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University is cleared this week. More in minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Short note to tell you how pleased we are with the marvelous job Cabinet Discounters did with our complete kitchen makeover. Selecting Cabinet Discounters was the best decision ever.
That's just one of the many comments we get from our satisfied customers. See, it's important to us to work hard to meet your expectations and stay on your budget. Transforming your kitchen, your bathroom, basement, any room. So let's get started on your home. Go to CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters.
Coming right up on WTOP this morning.
Continuing concerns about student safety have one local PTSA
pushing harder for help. I'm Kate Ryan.
Thursday morning, May 9th. Glad you're with us. 4:18. Tim Burgers in the WTOP Traffic Center this early hour.
Thank you very much, Dean. Just talking to D.C. Metropolitan Police, they tell us that 41st Street now open between Legation Street Northwest and McKinley Street. That water main repair has been taken care of. What has not been taken care of are the closure around George Washington University up in Foggy Bottom. H Street is shut down, still shut down in either direction between 23rd Street and 22nd Street. This is because of the ongoing situation going on at George Washington University. The encampment is gone and other road closures around there have been reopened. Just H Street remains shut down. We are also dealing with the accident on the Georgetown Pike in Drainsville, East of Virginia 7, between Falls Chase Court and Falls Bridge Lane. That accident shutting down all lanes in either direction, an area to avoid. They say this will be shut down for an extended period of time. Also dealing with the Poland wires down because of the accident on Richmond Highway in Mount Vernon, the accident at or near Denville Drive in Fairfax County, another area to avoid around the DMV. Pretty much everything has cleared up and down the 95 corridor in Virginia. In Maryland, the road work at the Bay Bridge has ended, so all lanes are now open with two to the east and at least two to the west, awaiting for that far left lane to reopen on the westbound span. It should be reopened shortly, if not already. Secure critical missions with WIS for Government, a unified cloud security solution for effective risk reduction and readiness in the cloud. Learn more at WIS.io. That's WIZ.io. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Coming right up this morning.
An agreement in a student club's lawsuit against the district. I'm Neil Augenstein.
We're tracking the next weather maker, and it's moving in today. We've got some showers for the morning rush here. Even the possibility of a thunderstorm or two. Not looking severe for the morning, but that will change with the afternoon and evening as we get a little bit more heat coming our way. This morning's temperature is 64 to 69 degrees. The afternoon, around 70 degrees. And there is the possibility that some of those storms for that late afternoon, evening, and early night could bring some high winds, maybe even some hail. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now we're at 60 degrees in Gaithersburg, 64 Arlington, 62 Lanham. We're at 66 in our nation's capital. Brought to you this time around on WTOP in the early 4 a.m. hour Thursday by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen water damage with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. That's Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Good morning. Welcome into WTOP. Time now is 4:21.
When traffic takes a turn for the worse, you'll hear about it first on WTOP.
Northbound 95 has been shut down.
Traffic updates every 10 minutes on the 8s.
I heard it on WTOP.
WTOP News.
Facts matter. Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
It's a beautiful morning.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It was last month a trespasser prompted a shelter in place at Kennedy High School, you may remember. On the same day, Montgomery County Police held a news conference on an arrest in connection to the threat of mass violence at Wilton High. Concerns about school safety locally in the county have increased, as we hear from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
Ricky Ribeiro is the parent of a junior at Kennedy High School in Silver Spring, where a trespasser with a knife entered the school last month. School spokesperson Chris Cram wrote in an email to WTOP that all exterior doors are required to be locked and that it's, quote, unfortunate that a student may open a door to a stranger, saying, quote, they know better. Along with the physical safety of kids, Ribeiro hears about concerns of drug use on school grounds. And he says some parents tell him,
my kids are getting introduced to drugs at school.
Ribeiro, the vice president of the school's PTSA, has called for more action, not just from the school board, but county officials.
I'm under no illusion that this one conversation is going to change things, but I hope it's the start of our school system and our police department and our county council putting their heads together.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Claiming its First Amendment rights were actually being suppressed, a local student group of D.C.'s Jackson Reed High sued the principal and the district. Now WTOP's Neil Augenstein says Thursday morning it appears both sides have now come to an agreement.
The ACLU says the Arab Student Union has withdrawn its request for a federal judge to take emergency action before trial. The group says it's now reached an agreement with Jackson Reed High School. The Arab Student Union will be able to show one of three films it suggested that reflect the Palestinian perspective in the conflict with Israel. And they'll be able to hand out a zine describing some aspects of Palestinian culture. The ACLU says public school administrators aren't allowed to trample students' First Amendment rights just because they don't like what the students have to say. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
WTOP has contacted D.C.'s Office of the Attorney General for comment. A social media influencer's deal to get riot charges dropped in New York City.
Streamer Casanet was charged with inciting a riot after announcing a free giveaway of video game consoles last summer in Union Square. He agreed to pay restitution and apologize for luring thousands of fans to his event. Prosecutors say the 22-year-old and two co-defendants agreed to pay more than $57,000 in restitution and apologize for the August mayhem. Thousands of fans showed up. Police had to shut it down. Teenagers bashed car windows, climbed on buses, threw paint cans, and set off fire extinguishers. Casanet apologized on Snapchat. Julie Walker, New York.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
Good Thursday morning, May 9th. Welcome in 425 and Rob's turn.
Something had to give at Nationals Park. The Nats have the most come-from-behind wins in the majors, and the Orioles now have 103 straight series without getting swept after a wild 7-6 victory in D.C. The 12-inning battle of the Beltways was still a statement, even without the win, says Dave Martinez.
The Orioles come in pretty hot, right? I mean, they're one of the best teams in baseball. They one of the best records. We could have just said, hey, you know, we're down 3-1. We don't do that. We keep fighting. Yeah, you saw it tonight. I mean, that should be a pretty good wake-up call for those guys that we could play with anybody.
Jorge Mateo delivered the game-winning RBI single in the 12th inning, which, thanks to a pair of errors, scored himself as the winning run. The Washington Commanders will make NFL history in September by starting a different quarterback week one for an eighth straight season. It's just